All right, everybody, so welcome back after a long hiatus to the Culture Club podcast, episode 5. And today we have a special guest, Kahaku Ryo. So, Kahaku, what's up?
Hi, my name is Kahaku Ryo, and I'm from Japan. Pretty good. How about you?
I am great. Very excited.
Here. Me too. Very excited. So, could you introduce yourself too?
So, my name is Matt. I do podcasts, and I have a very great American accent.
Yeah, I can tell it. Yeah. That's great.
I also have sponsors for this podcast, so...
Wow, sponsor.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So our first sponsor is Dubby.gg. They do gaming supplements, gaming drinks, and...
Gaming drinks.
If you use code Retribution, you get 10% off your order, so...
Wow, that's amazing.
And I'm also sponsored by Royal Clutch, which I have their keyboard. Their keyboards are amazing if you don't have a lot of money. They are mechanical keyboards with Gateron switches. I personally picked the red Gateron switches because they are best for gaming.
Wow, and I need to buy a better keyboard.
And currently, these are also wireless, by the way. You can use them both wired and wireless with USB-C. Mm-hmm. And right now, they are only $50. And if you use code Retribution, you get 5% off.
That's amazing. I wish I had this kind of sponsor, but I don't have it, so it's okay.
And the site is arcadegamingstore.com.
I see.
And yes, for the people asking, they do ship worldwide, but I think you have to pay customs if you don't live in the US. But you can, I think it's on Amazon Japan, so if you go on Amazon Japan, you could probably get it there.
Mm. So maybe in the future I can get sponsor. Mm. Okay, thank you for the introduction.
All right, so you can start now.
Yeah, we can start now.
Okay, so my first question is, how did you initially get into like a VTuber? Did you have a certain person that inspired you to become one yourself?
Actually, like I started streaming since May this year. So it has been almost 6 months since I started. First of all, the reason why I wanted to be a VTuber was... Actually, do you know the game called Monster Hunter?
Yeah, my friend plays it a lot, I do know.
Yeah, right? So I played Monster Hunter. I wanted to play with a VTuber. So I went to VTuber stream and played together. And I found that was really... amazing and interesting. I had so much fun time with them. So I realized that maybe I could do same things to make viewer happy.
Okay,
so I started.
Well, yeah. that is definitely a amazing start to VTubing. So was it hard starting out? Did you not have like an initial audience, or how did the audience see the transition to a VTuber?
Actually, at first, really hard because like I've been talking to myself. There was like only 0 viewer, or 1 viewer, but it was fun because I was so happy when I got comments from viewer, and it made me so happy. But so first month I got 25 subscribers. In second month, I got like 50. In third month, I achieved like 100. And when I achieved 100 subscribers, I call it a family. So I, to 100 family, I decided to be a VTuber. So I used to use like 3D model. So I wanted to be 2D model VTuber.
Yeah, yeah.
When I achieved 100. But at first it was really difficult because I've been talking to myself.
Okay, so I'm guessing the program that you're using is VTube Studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm using VTube Studio.
Yeah, I have that one too. I don't use it often though. It's usually just for some stuff. I usually don't because I have a stock webcam. So the webcam is really bad at like catching my face, so it's really hard to
soっか. I see, I see. Sorry for the Japanese. I'm reactioning in Japanese, so okay. Yeah, so at first it was difficult, but but I decided to do stream every day since May, but unfortunately July I got kidney stone looser, so I took a break for one week.
Kidney stone.
That was painful, yeah.
Yeah, that stuff is that stuff is not to be taken lightly.
Yeah. That was so painful.
So, did you make the avatar yourself, or did you commission someone to do it, and how much did it cost, if so?
I didn't draw myself. I did commission to another people. And I asked two people to do this, like, for the rigging and modeling. So the person who drew me was a Japanese, and I paid $280 for the modeling, the art.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get the copyright from her. So I paid $300. In total, $580.
Okay, that I would say that is like the middle ground for a VTuber avatar.
Yeah, so copyright was expensive. Only, you know, the art was $280. Copyright was expensive. And for the rigging, I paid $220.
Wow, okay.
So total, $780, so almost $800.
Okay, that is... VTubing is definitely a very expensive hobby.
It depends on a writer, artist.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So you need to be careful. Yeah. But I like my avatar. I like this, you know, appearance. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you really don't want to pay for like an avatar, you can always join like a VTuber agency that offers free models, like Hololive, for example. You don't have to pay models. They have like a special artist that will that is paid to make them for you.
Yeah. But you know, I use. Sorry.
But in itself, Hololive usually accepts people that have like a historic background of like going on YouTube and stuff. And I honestly think that is somehow a good and a bad move, because one that it makes them sometimes it makes it really easy for them to find their counterpart
and
sometimes find their face. For example, what happened with Mori Calliope.
Find the face.
Yeah,
yeah, that's gonna be a problem, eh? Finding out the face.
Yeah, because like I was a fan of Demon Dice, right?
I don't know. Is it a girl?
Yeah, and Demon Dice actually is Mori Calliope, or at least is suspected to be. But they literally sound the same, so. The VTubing community found out pretty quickly.
Ah, I see. Then the person cannot do stream anymore because of that?
Oh, no. The VTubing community on Self just agreed to, like, not bring it up in the vicinity of her itself. Because finding out the face doesn't really hurt your career as a VTuber.
If you're okay, it's totally fine.
Yeah. And since most of them already had careers before it, they're probably okay with their face being shown because they did it before. I guess they just wanted a new start.
I agree with that.
For example, there was one channel. I think it was called Whole Life Historian. That basically dedicated his channel to finding out the real faces of Whole Life talents. Which I honestly think that's not really the greatest thing because, you know, just let them be, you know, let them be faceless. You don't have to, like, force yourself to, like, find these and upload them to YouTube. But luckily now YouTube banned him after Whole Life's request to take down his channel. So, yeah.
It's getting better. Situation is getting better.
Yeah, Whole Life tries their best to protect their VTubers from having their faces leaked.
I see. I'm not familiar with Whole Life that much, Sakarane. Thank you so much for telling me.
Yeah, Whole Life is, like, the more better, because, like, you could see how close the VTubers themselves were with the creator, you know, with Yagyu. Most of them personally know him by some time of them VTubing. And some even collab with him, which I found really funny.
Yeah. Like, HoloRive was one of, like, company, right? So I didn't want to belong to any company because you cannot do your dream, you know, whenever you feel like doing.
Yeah. So, most companies really limit your work.
Yeah, and you need to use the avatar that company offers you.
Well, for Whole Life, you actually give them, like, an idea, or if you had one before.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, they make an avatar. Yeah, they make an avatar after your description, right?
So the company create the avatar before listening to the streamer's opinion.
Yeah, if you get from what I've heard, right? If you get accepted from Hall, because I've had an application, obviously.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, when you get accepted, you give them, like, an idea or parameters on what the avatar should be, and they will try their best to create it. But I'm pretty sure once they create it, I'm pretty sure you can't make any major changes to it unless it's, like, new skin and stuff.
You cannot change the style and design.
Yeah.
I see. I see.
Edgar, wait!
Hello. A sister. Oh, cute. And that was my avatar's price, but I want to talk about the computer that I'm using, mic, and the equipment. Is that okay? Hello? Yeah, I talked about already, like, price of the avatar. So I want to talk about the computer price or mic price, the equipment's price.
Yeah, the equipment's price. So about the equipment. So what kind of equipment do you use?
I'm using a laptop computer and capture card and mic and display, and I only have a switch. So I'm going to show.
Okay, hold
for
on.
the mic. Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
This is the mic. My God, I'm so nervous. This is. Sorry. Sorry, Matt.
Okay, so
This is.
yeah.
Yeah? Okay, what you're trying to say?
Yeah, so for me, I use the Royal Clutch RK1.
Yeah.
It's a 60% keyboard.
I
For
see.
the mouse, I'm currently using a Nice Boy Oryx, but this one actually has its right trigger broken. So I'm expecting a new mouse sometime soon, which is also Nice Boy because Nice Boy makes
Yeah.
good and cheap mouse. And for the microphone, I'm using a Marvo budget mic.
Marvel project mic.
Yeah, it's Marvo is like a Czech company, right?
Yeah.
And this one right here that you hear only cost me $30.
Oh, $30. Yeah, it's so cheap.
Yeah, because like I don't really want to spend much, because with this mic I don't really use it often. I only use it when I stream. So I don't really need anything extra, like a Blue Yeti or something like that.
Oh, really? I see. Is that all your equipment?
But the one expensive thing that I use is my headphones.
Yeah.
I have the Razer Nari Essentials, which cost like $120.
$120. Okay. I see. I'm converting into Japanese yen.
Yeah, that should be like 12,000 yen, something around that.
12,000 yen. I see.
Yeah, like the universal exchange is 100 times euro or dollar, so about 1,200 yen.
Okay.
12,000, sorry.
So maybe I can introduce my equipment too.
Oh, wow, it's actually more. Hold on.
Because I'm showing the picture on the screen.
Yeah, okay, so it's about 15,000 yen.
50,000 yen, that's expensive, all right.
15, not 50.
15, eh? 15, eh?
Yeah.
Let's see. So maybe I can explain my equipment.
Yeah, sure, you can. Go ahead.
Okay, so the microphone that I'm using that I already show on the screen, blue microphone, no, Yeti USB condenser mic.
Ah, yeah, so you have the Blue Yeti.
Blue Yeti, yeah, you can see on the screen. And it costed $170.
Yeah, I feel like the Blue Yeti is really not that good for its price point. You have way better options for that kind of price point. Especially if
Yeah.
you said you bought it for 170.
You're 170.
Well, that's really expensive for a Blue Yeti.
Yeah, because the mic has kind of different option. Dakara, I chose expensive one.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and this is my computer. I'm using Dell gaming notebook.
Wait,
Yeah.
a what? A DL?
Dell, DELL.
Oh, Dell. Okay.
Dell gaming
Dell, okay.
computer. And Windows 10 Core i7. I don't know how to read
You have to like spell out the numbers.
Okay, Core i7 10,750H, 16 GB, 512 GB SSD, GTX 1650 Ti.
So you have like me, but like slightly better in every aspect. Cause I'm wait, hold on. I actually don't know my processor, but I do know that I have a 1650, a basic one, a 1650 GDI, and 8 gigabytes of RAM, and I have a 9300 HF.
Sorry, i5.
Yeah, i5.
And how does it cost? How much?
My laptop as a whole?
Yeah.
So, my laptop as a whole was around $600 pre-owned.
Yeah.
So, I bought it for about $600, but it was like pre-owned for like 2 months. But it looked basically like new, and the new one was like $850, so like, why not save $200?
So my one is $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cheap, actually, because I got it from Amazon and it was cheap on the sale.
Nice.
Yeah. And for the streaming, I need to buy the capture card, right?
Yeah, Elgato.
Yeah, so I bought this one. Live Gamer Extreme 2. GC550+, so it costed $232. It's expensive.
Yeah, I actually don't have a capture card. I use my GPU to stream.
Yeah, capture card was expensive for me.
Yeah, it definitely takes a toll on my GPU.
That's all my equipment.
I mean, if you look at what I use right now, my GPU is using 66% of its power, and I just have Discord on and I'm streaming, so yeah, it really takes a toll on my GPU.
Yeah, but in the future, are you trying to be a 2D model VTuber, or are you gonna be a streamer by using model?
For me, I don't know. I might decide, but by the time I might decide, the VTuber thing might be dead, so I don't know.
Might be dead, maybe, but yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, but I would like to. VTubing seems really fun.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, playing games.
Yeah, it so definitely that was, adds to the experience.
Yeah. That was the price for the equipment. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Ryo, you live in Japan. So have you visited any of the major cities like throughout, like Osaka and Tokyo?
Yeah. Okay, so I grew up in Nagasaki Prefecture, and when I was in second grade in elementary school, I moved to Tochigi, which is in Kanto, so close to Tokyo. So I went to Nagasaki Prefecture, Tochigi Prefecture, of course, Tokyo, Saitama, Osaka, Kyoto, and Okinawa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm actually curious, right? Nagasaki was one of the places where one of the atomic bombs dropped, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, I don't think you were alive by then.
Definitely. I'm not that kind of old.
Yeah. But did, for example, your parents or your grandparents tell you anything about it? Since
I never...
you yourself grew up in the Nagasaki prefecture?
Never, because my grandparents was not living there. I moved to a different prefecture, so never taught me. They never taught me anything about... Yeah.
Okay, so from what you've visited, is there something that you would recommend our viewers to visit?
Yeah. So if you come to Japan, I strongly recommend you to come to, of course, Tokyo. Tokyo have everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, restaurant and Disney. I like Disney, so please visit Disney, Tokyo Disneyland and Disney Sea.
Yeah,
we have two parks.
I definitely saw that you like Disney on your Twitter.
Yeah, right? I went to Disney World 2 years ago. So, and USJ, Universal Studios of Japan, please go there. And in Tokyo, we have so many famous city called Harajuku. Or any Shibuya.
yeah, Shibuya, the night city of Japan.
Night city of Japan. It's gonna be so crazy when you go there in the Halloween season. They are, you know, costuming. But this year we couldn't do that much because of the pandemic.
Yeah, it's kind of sad how the pandemic limited all of our lives.
Yeah, it's annoying actually. So sad.
Yeah, on one hand, are you vaccinated? Did you get the vaccine?
Yeah, I've already vaccinated 2 times.
Okay, me too. It definitely gives you more freedom in terms of where you can go.
Yeah, so yes, so let's go. Yes.
Because, like, right now, the pandemic is so bad here that most restaurants are actually delivery only.
A delivery? It costs a lot of money. It costs lots of money, didn't it?
And, well, we also have, like, you guys have prefectures. Like, we have something similar to that, but it's named differently. But these are classified individually on how bad Corona is in there. So these can have black or red color or something in between, right? And
yeah,
for example, here, the one I live in is black. So here, all restaurants are delivery only. And most of
What does it mean by black?
It means that the situation is the worst it can be. Oh. I think it's like a third degree of warning.
So you cannot go outside. You cannot go outside.
I can go outside. We don't have like a curfew or anything. We actually used to, but we don't have curfew anymore.
Curfew?
Yeah, curfew. It's like a term that determines a time when people can't go out anymore. So, for example, the curfew here used to be 9 p.m. So, by 9 p.m., I'm pretty sure you couldn't, like, go outside.
Yeah.
I don't really know how it worked because I haven't talked with any of the law authorities about it.
I see.
But here, if this is black, that means that the restaurants are delivery only. And most of the recreational facilities are closed. So stuff like water parks, gyms, etc. Most are closed, yeah.
Are you a student?
Yeah, I'm currently in high school, actually.
High school? What the hell?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I sound like a adult, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were like more than 20 years old.
Yeah, a lot of people guess me like 21, 22, but I'm actually only 16.
16? What the hell? So young. So you are taking classes on Zoom?
We don't take classes on Zoom. We take classes on Microsoft Teams because our school is like partnered with Microsoft, so we have like free Office 365.
Wow, 16. I'm so surprised.
Yeah, I sound
actually, I am a permanent 20, okay?
You're a what?
I am a permanent 20, okay?
You're a permanent 20, okay.
Well, like a permanent 20, yeah, so I'm... Thank you, thank you.
Okay, so since from your Japan, I'm actually curious as to how tall are you? Because I've heard... I heard that people in Japan are, like, really small.
Actually, I got jeans from my father. 180 centimeter.
Okay, so I'm taller than you.
Oh, you're taller than me?
Yeah, I am 182.
82. Wow. 2 centimeter. But if I wear shoes, it's gonna be same.
I mean, the current shoes that I wear are Nike Air Maxes, so those give me a additional 2 or 3 centimeters on top of my height.
But is it average in your high school? Is there anybody who are taller than you?
Yes, actually. One of my classmates is well over 190 centimeters.
The person can be a basketball player.
Well, actually, here in Europe, it's normal to be over 170.
Yeah, I used to live in, so I know.
Because, like,
everybody's tall.
I'm pretty sure the average height for an adult male here in Slovakia is 177, I think.
177. Average.
Yeah, average.
So I want to ask a question, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
So, what do you want to be in the future after graduation? Are you going to university or you're going to work?
I want to go to university, but I don't really know if I could take it, cuz even right now my grades are not the best. But I do want to get at least a bachelor's degree.
Okay, but like, do you have a specific future goal? Like, I want to be a doctor, I want to be an engineer.
Oh, yeah, I'm studying IT.
Oh, that's great. My friend studies it. I see.
Yeah, if I were to go study a major, it would probably be applied information technology. Or programming, you know?
I see. So you're going to university. So, like, what grade are you in?
Currently, I am grade 2 in high schools, which is, like, I believe grade 11?
11. I don't know the grade system, because here in Japan, we have only 3 grades. 1, 2, 3.
Really?
Yeah, only 3. So, elementary school, only 6 years. Junior high school, 3 years. And high school, 3 years. University, 4 years.
Okay, so here it is. We have elementary school, we have 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
High school, you can either get 3, 4, or 5. It depends on what you're studying. If you're studying something like... a car mechanic, then it's probably 3. If you're studying any of the manual jobs, it's most likely 3 years. If you're studying something like me, which is technology, then it's 4, and 5 is usually reserved for like hotel academies, stuff like a hotel manager.
So I hope you can pass the university, then you can achieve your future goal. I'm supporting you, okay?
And then universities, at least here, are 3 years for a bachelor's degree.
Three years.
Then 2 extra years for a master's degree.
So total 5?
Yeah.
That's kind of tough. So many studying.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of studying.
I see, I see. Thank you for telling me. So, yeah.
Okay, so I'm guessing you watch a lot of anime since you got into VTubing.
Actually, yeah, I've watched a lot of anime, like Demon Slayer, Attack on Titan,
Yeah.
Higurashi no Naku Koro ni, Dead or Alive, Dead or Alive, do you know?
Data Live, yeah.
And do you know Higurashi no Naku Koro ni? Higurashi
Higurashi.
no Naku
Isn't
Koro ni. It's my favorite anime.
it's the one, the Higurashi when they cry?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that's
That
re
one.
you the one that's really fucked up. Yeah.
Higurashi when they cry. Yes. I
Yeah,
like
I
this anime.
haven't watched the anime itself, but I watched a lot of clips.
Clips. It's kind of grotesque, but the story kind of mysterious, so it's like a quiz show. I like it.
Okay,
Have you
so
ever watched,
yeah.
sorry,
Yeah, go
Demon
ahead.
Slayer, did you watch?
I actually haven't. I actually don't really watch any of the mainstream anime. I actually don't watch much anymore because I either don't have time or I'm just too lazy to start a anime.
I
But I am
see.
currently watching the Komi-san anime.
Yeah.
Yeah, Komi can communicate. And
I don't know about him.
I plan to watch Spy X Family and Chainsaw Man.
Oh, I don't know that too either. I see, see.
Yeah,
And I like Promised Neverland.
yeah. I haven't watched that, but yes, I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
I've heard that the first season was good and then the second season was not so good.
Yeah, I heard it too, so I didn't watch second season. I just watched first one Netflix.
Most of the stuff that I watched was romance.
Romance. I see.
Yeah, so stuff like Chunibyo Demogokashitai.
Sorry?
Chunibyo.
Chenibyo.
Yeah.
Nani? I don't know.
I'm actually surprised you don't know most of them. Most of these are like pretty well known in the anime community.
Actually, I'm not watching that much anime. It's the only main anime I'm watching. Yeah.
I've recently watched Redo of Healer, which I've actually did a podcast episode on. I don't know if you know this anime.
No.
Good.
I don't know about.
Good.
Why?
Please don't look it up.
Could you tell me? I'm gonna look it up later.
All I can say is it's really considered an anime, but it really shouldn't be.
Really shouldn't be.
If it,
Procreate.
I would say it's more of a hentai than an anime.
Hentai? But you like a hentai, de shou? Do you like hentai?
Yeah, I watch some, but
You said yes.
I actually like to read doujins more than watch hentai.
Dojin. Wow. I see. Thank you. I'm interviewing you now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we swapped places. I've watched Quincestential Quintuplets. That was, in my opinion, a top tier harem.
I used to watch hentai things when I was a junior high school student and then high school student. You know,
Yeah.
teenager.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Konosuba was definitely one of my favorite comedy.
I see.
Like I usually don't watch isekai because it's like the one same concept all over again. Yeah.
Like fighting?
Yeah, like you get ran over by a truck and then fight some monsters. But Konosuba really gave it a new look and gave it a aspect that I didn't know they could have. So what would you say would be your favorite anime?
I would say Higurashi no Nakakoro ni. Because I bought all of the manga and I watched every TV series. Yeah.
I actually only own one single manga book.
Which one?
The Great Jahi Will Not Be Defeated, Volume 1.
Great Chad. What is it? I don't know how to translate in Japanese.
I think if you look up Jahi-sama, then you should find it.
Okay. Jahi-sama. I see.
Yeah, I actually pre-ordered that book because it only came out in English recently. And what I was actually... What was humorous to me is that before Square Enix released the English manga, the anime came out. So they made the anime before they could even release the English translation of the manga. And the anime is actually really well done, in my opinion. You should definitely watch it.
Okay, it's a recommendation. Okay. Thank you very much.
Another thing you should definitely watch, which is my personal favorite, is Kobayashi-san Chi no Maid Dragon.
Kobayashi-san Chi no Maid Dragon?
Yeah. Or Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid in English.
I don't know that too either.
It's by Kyoto Animation.
By what?
Kyoto Animation.
By Kyoto.
Kyoto.
By Kyoto, okay.
Yeah, the animation studio based in Kyoto. The second season was actually delayed, but it's now out. But it was delayed due to a arsonist burning down the building and killing the creator of this, or rather, the supervisor of this anime specifically. So that is
kind of sad. You know so many anime than me.
I mean, it's mostly because I haven't really watched anything mainstream and instead focused on some of the lesser known anime.
Less known anime, ne? I know only main anime and I'm watching that.
Okay, so you mentioned that you have Netflix, right?
Yeah, I have Netflix.
So definitely, in my opinion, watch Brand New Animal or BNA.
BNA, Brand New Animal, BNA. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's a Netflix production, and it's, in my opinion, like a very, very good anime.
Okay. BNA, sure. Thank you for the recommendation. That was the anime. I see.
And one thing that I definitely enjoyed, I'm sure you know Harry Potter since you've mentioned it before.
Yeah, Harry Potter, I know.
There is actually a anime movie that is very close to the Harry Potter series.
I know, maybe.
It's more of like a reimagining of how it would look. It's called Burn the Witch.
Burn the Witch.
Yeah,
the title is kind of scary.
Yeah,
Burn the Witch.
It's on Crunchyroll, and it's really nice, and it's pretty funny, too.
Mm. Is Netflix available?
I'm pretty sure it's on Crunchyroll. Me myself have watched it on Crunchyroll. But I don't think it's on Netflix.
I see. I realize that I don't know that much about
anime. Oh yeah, one thing, I actually didn't notice until recently. Burn to Witch is a spin-off of Bleach.
Eh? Bleach?
Bleach, yeah. The creator of Bleach created this.
Oh, really? The famous anime. I know the Bleach.
Yeah.
Bleach.
So, the creator of Bleach actually created this. So, it's considered a spin-off, but it doesn't have many references to Bleach itself. But if you are a fan of Bleach, then you could definitely spot some references to the series.
Burn the Witch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
And another thing, which was actually a webcomic, if I'm not mistaken, is Love is Like a Cocktail. It's
Love is what?
Love is Like a Cocktail.
Wow.
It's a series of shorts, and it's honestly like the cutest thing ever. And
you like cute things? You like cute things?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you like cute things, I see. Okay.
And in each episode, they actually give you a recipe for a drink that you can make at home. So
So you can make it by yourself?
Yeah, you can make it by yourself, yes.
Wow, did you make it?
I haven't actually made anything myself, but maybe I'll revisit it and make some of the drinks.
Please. Okay, then post it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of this is alcohol, so I'll have to somehow get my hands on that specific alcohol.
But you're 16, Dakar, you cannot drink.
Yeah.
Can you?
By law, I can't. But
by law, yeah.
By law, yeah. But trust me, here in Europe, especially in the Slavic countries, you can find 14-year-olds drinking on the side of the road. Like, I'm not even joking.
Really? 14 years old can drink?
Yeah, usually they either steal their parents' alcohol or somehow get hands on their own. Like, I don't want to be a snitch, but here, if you go to the convenience store, they'll most likely give you the alcohol, even if you're not 18.
Kind of problem.
Yeah, because it's like a convenience store that's like really small, and it's not ran by any corporation. It's ran by a single person. So if you ask nicely, or know the person like me, because it is literally my neighbor.
My neighbor. Oh,
yeah,
neighbor.
It's my neighbor. So you actually can. So.
Wow. So, do you drink every day?
Oh no.
Mr. Matthew, no.
I'm not a fan of alcohol myself. I do drink from time to time. Like,
oh, you drink. Wow.
So, for example, when I'm celebrating something with my friends, but we like make drinks, but we don't drink till we black out. You know, I'm not that kind of person.
I can drink alcohol. Sometimes I drink, but I cannot drink that much. I vomit after drinking too much.
Smoke?
Yeah, do you smoke?
I used to smoke, but I don't.
Used to.
Yeah, our school is riddled with smokers.
Wow, used to smoke. Oh. Is it by law it's prohibited?
So here, by law, it's not prohibited actually to
That's great.
smoke.
Oh. Oh.
If the police catch you smoke, they can't do anything, but
Really?
the person who sold you the smokes can get in trouble. So
Told you.
in short, it is not prohibited by law for minors to smoke cigarettes. It's only prohibited by law to
Far.
sell minors cigarettes. So you can smoke them, but you can't buy them legally.
I see. So you cannot buy cigarette illegally.
And also weed is very popular, although
Weeds.
I have not done that.
You wanna do that?
I mean, it's not something I would be like interested in, but
That's good to hear.
I would like to try it at least once, 'cause it's
You're gonna
something.
be addicted.
Weed, actually, fun fact, weed is actually not really addictive.
So long.
It's
I didn't know that.
the wait, how would I say this? It's the urge to smoke something that is addictive. So not the substance itself, but the physical urge to smoke something.
I see, I see. Thank you. Hey, I don't smoke, I don't drink that much. So, yeah, I
Yeah,
guess.
here a alarming amount of people, especially minors, smoke and drink.
'Cause I used to live in Hungary, so below the Czechoslovakia. So Hungarian people drink a lot of alcohol and do cigarettes too. So I
Yeah,
think the situation is the same.
that is most of Eastern Europe. So Russia, Ukraine, Slovakia, Czechia, Poland, most of these countries, it's really popular, especially alcohol, right?
Alcohol, yeah. And alcohol is so cheap compared to Japan.
Yeah, here alcohol is dirt cheap, yeah. I think that's one of the factors that counts into a lot of minors drinking alcohol because it's just so accessible and cheap. But otherwise, no, not really. But especially here, it's really popular for some reason.
I see. So move on to another question.
So, since you are a VTuber, you play a lot of games and especially stream them on your channel.
I played Monster Hunter. I played Monster Hunter. I played Animal Crossing. Do you know Pokemon Unite?
We talked about it. We both play Pokemon Unite. I don't know if you forgot.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you participate it?
Yeah, we talked about it. I asked you if you like Pokemon Unite, and you said yeah, and we agreed to play sometimes.
I forgot. I played Pokemon Unite. I played horror games too, like Emily Wants to Play and Little Nightmare 2 and Poppy Playtime. So many games, but I love Monster Hunter and Pokemon Unite right now. Currently, I'm playing that and Fall Guys. Everything, every category, I like.
You should definitely play a game that I pretty much a lot of VTubers currently play, which is Apex Legends.
Apex.
I'm
Yeah,
sure you heard of
I know
it.
the game actually. Yeah, many people doing that.
Yeah, a lot of it's especially popular among VTubers. I don't know why, but yeah. especially popular. For example, Ollie and I think Bakura play it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But Apex is computer game, right?
Yeah,
PC.
it's a PC game.
We have maybe on Twitch too. Sorry, Switch too? Maybe.
Yeah, I have about 200 hours on that game.
200 hours.
Yeah.
So you are good at killing people, Janai? Shooting
Yeah.
people. I see.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be
I have
dying.
so many hours mainly because a lot of my friends play it.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times they just call me up and I'm like, yeah, sure, let's play.
Shooting, not killing. I'm sorry. Yeah, shooting.
Yeah.
It's like, what is your favorite Pokemon?
You mean like favorite Pokemon game or like favorite Pokemon?
A favorite Pokemon.
Damn. There's a lot.
Damn.
Oh yeah, I also played a lot of Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. I don't like Pokemon Go because I need to walk around to look for it. So I was lazy to that. So
I
I
mean,
was.
you can always download a PG Sharp, which is a mod for the game that allows you to teleport anywhere in the world and catch Pokemon there. So if you're lazy to play it, you can download that and just go around anywhere you want.
You know, I was so lazy to walk around, so I used a train to do that. So when I'm riding on train, you know,
Yeah.
moving, so it moves, so.
I actually played since day one of the game, although I haven't played it that much recently. But I do want to play it today because today is
Today.
a special event in there that will allow me to get a shiny Shinx.
Good luck.
So yeah, but I have a lot of shiny Pokemon. I have shiny Mewtwo, for example.
Shiny mutant, eh? I see. Please play Pokemon Unite, okay?
Yeah, I have it, and I am playing it.
Oh, really? Are you good at playing it?
Yeah, I'm playing it. Not that much, but I do play it. But I play on mobile.
On mobile, ne? I see, I
But
see.
crossplay is allowed, so we can play together.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Okay,
That
so
was the game, wasn't
I think we can move on if your fans have any questions to you, if they want to ask anything.
Yeah, do you have any question? My English is okay. My English is okay. Is it understandable?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. I have many questions. Oh, I see. Ask me any question. So, maybe you're not asking me about my daily life. Like, I'm working at a language school. I'm teaching English, especially for speaking from kids to adults.
Oh, okay, so
I'm a bit tubing and being. I'm working at a school. So tiring.
Fun fact, I actually used to teach English too,
Oh,
but
that's great.
I wasn't teaching it at a school. I was teaching it at like a, I don't know how it's called in your country, but
Private.
it's like a after school like
At grammar
center.
school. Grammar school. Like grammar
Yeah.
school?
Yeah, something like that. So yeah, I
I
actually
see, I see.
used to teach kids there too.
Your English is very fantastically good.
Yeah, honestly, I have no idea how I initially got it. I'm pretty sure I just wake up one day and decided, oh yeah, I'm gonna have an American accent.
But the mother tongue is, what is your mother tongue?
Slovakian.
Can you speak a little bit? Like introduction, like greetings.
I would rather not.
Why? I want to hear. I want to hear it. No, if you're not, it's okay though.
I mean, I can. It's not really that big of a deal.
Okay.
Moje jméno je Matt a rád rozprávám po anglicky.
Wow, that's cool. I like it. Like it's kind of, it sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
Yeah, most of like the Slavic languages do sound like Harry Potter spells.
It sounds cool. It's similar to Hungarian a little bit.
Yeah, actually, fun fact, there is a language that is supposed to be understandable by every Slavic country. So it's called Inter-Slavic,
Interesting.
or by Slavic people, it's known as Međugovianski.
Međukobijanski.
Yeah.
Thank you for introduction in Slovakian.
Yeah, it's no problem.
And yeah, so my question is, why did you want to teach English? Because, oh yeah, why do you want to teach English, Matthew?
Well, a part of me is that I would like to pass this skill of mine to other people, especially the younger generation.
Wow, I thought you were like a playboy because you smoke, you drink alcohol, but you have passionate insight. Okay. Thank you. So for me, the reason I need to teach English is like Japanese cannot speak English because of the Japanese education, and we don't have a time to practice speaking English. So I had the same problem when I was high school student. So I wanted to I wanted to make student improve their English skill, especially for speaking. Yeah. But still I'm
So,
learning though.
about not speaking English, I actually have a funny story.
Funny
When
story.
I went to Milan in Italy,
What do
so
you
I was a exchange student there for a week, I'm pretty sure. And the family I went to was actually Albanian, and they couldn't speak English at all.
So how do you communicate?
Well, they knew like basic English, at least the person that initially contacted me knew at least some English. So it was mostly through her. And the kid also knew a little bit of English, so I was like kind of teaching him how to do it. I actually, if you look at my channel, and if I'm pretty sure there's a stream archive called Two Idiots Play Minecraft, and that was a stream with that Italian kid.
Oh, so you streamed with the kids.
Yeah, I think he was like 2 years younger than me at the time. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
But the funny story is that the way that the other people that didn't know how to speak English would actually like interact with me. Because, for example, if they wanted to, like, wake me up for breakfast, they wouldn't say, like, wake up, it's breakfast. They would, like, slam the door and say
Yeah.
breakfast in, like, a really loud voice.
Only one word.
Yeah.
But you know, at least you can communicate with them, so that's enough. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were really nice. Like, they gave me lots of snacks for school. And when I was going back, oh, hey, thank you, Meru Meru Mel, for the follow. And
Meru Meru.
when I was going back, they actually gave me like
Meru.
they gave me $50, like for
$50?
yeah.
Give me.
And like the kid just went to me and like handed me $50, and he says, "From dad," right? Because the dad didn't know how to speak English at all. But the thing that I was most surprised is in that household,
Yeah.
the husband cooked everything.
Wow. What is wife doing?
I don't know. I wasn't there long enough to know.
Oh my God, maybe she's playing with another husband tonight.
But the husband actually cooked everything because the husband was a chef.
Ah, oh, that's amazing, Chef. It does make sense.
So I even got told that if I wanted something, so if I like asked for something, that he would actually make it, you know?
Yeah.
So if I wanted to, I could just go up to him and ask for pancakes, and he would make me pancakes.
Wow, that's so sweet.
But I never actually used this because their food was just so good. I didn't really need to ask for everything else.
So
Thank you,
Italian food is
Nezu
delicious.
Kichi, for the follow. What were we saying?
The Italian foods was delicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
They somehow managed to make stuff that I didn't like actually tasty. So. And they also took me to McDonald's like three times, so yeah.
Wow, McDonald's is all over the world.
Yeah. For me, right now, from my place, the closest McDonald's is over 50 miles away.
So far away, Jiang. You cannot go there.
Yeah. But a lot of the times I go into a big city by train to like, you know,
Wait, train.
chill out, because the region where that city is has still the restaurants open. So if I want to like go chill out like in a mall or something, I go there. Because
Yeah.
here everything is closed, sadly.
Yeah, pandemic, né? I hope pandemic is over soon. I
Yeah,
see, I see.
I hope that here they are gonna ease it and open everything up again. Because here how it works is if you have a certain amount of people over 50 years old vaccinated,
Yeah.
then you can get a exclusion from the black region.
The worst region.
Yeah. You can get put back in the red region.
The situation in your country is a much worse than Japan.
Yeah.
I hope I can go traveling after COVID-19 situation. It's over.
I actually, if I would want to go to Japan, I would like to go to one event.
Which event?
I don't know if you know the Ultra Japan Festival.
Oh, I don't know.
It's
I don't know that.
so Ultra is a festival of electronic music around the world. It's, I believe, the biggest electronic music festival out there. And I would like to go to the European Ultra, which is in Croatia in Split.
I'm curious about it.
Yeah, it's massive. If you look at like Ultra, I don't know, you can look for Ultra Japan and
Ultra Japan.
you can see for yourself.
Do you know which prefecture does it have?
Where Ultra Japan is?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. It's in Tokyo.
Lutra Festival. Oh, I see. I'm checking it right now. Do you have any questions, viewers? We are almost talking about like 1 hour.
Yeah, 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah. So if you have any questions, you can ask me. Hydrate.
I'm
Yeah?
actually looking at the 2019 lineup of Ultra Japan, and this is like a really good lineup. Like you got Pendulum, Galantis. Those are some big names. So now for the viewers, do you guys have anything to ask?
How many Japanese words do you know?
Damn. I mean, I don't really keep track of how many Japanese words I know, but I know like stuff like good night and
Good night.
yeah. I know stuff like oyasumi and moshi moshi and that kind of stuff.
もしもしおやすみ。じゃあ、I'm gonna teach you Japanese, which is useful. Okay?
Yeah, chin chin, yeah.
No! Where did you learn it from?
Hentai.
Hentai? Or you are curious about hentai all the time. I see. But why?
Yeah,
Why?
I've actually learned this word because of what you said. I'm pretty sure it was a Whole Live clip where someone said a chi-chi, and then the VTuber responded
Chichi?
with, and then the VTuber responded with chin-chin.
Okay. I don't want the translation.
And also that one scene in Kaguya-sama Love is War. I don't know if you know that anime.
I don't know that at all. I don't know the anime.
But yeah, there was this one scene. You would actually have to watch the anime to like understand what was going on.
Okay, so I want to teach you some Japanese words, okay? Only one word, okay?
Sure.
Okay, Hanakuso. Hana?
Hanakso.
Repeat. So, Hanakuso. Very good. Nice. You can use it to your sister. Do you know the meaning?
I know what kuso means, but I don't know what Hanakso means.
Hanakuso. Hanakuso means booger. Booger! Okay. Why are you teaching?
Such an amazing word.
right maybe your friends doesn't know it, so you can teach them your friends, okay? Hanakso.
Yeah. I know kuso is like a swear word.
yes, kuso when you're playing Apex, you are defeated by enemy, you can say
Yeah.
kuso. Yeah. So fun.
And there's all, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, but I think it's Manco. Mm.
No, don't say.
Yeah, that's one.
Don't say that. It's.
Yeah,
it's
I know what it means. I know what it means.
Yeah, I'm not gonna repeat it. No, that was really bad.
YouTube.
That was the worst.
YouTube gonna demonetize you.
Yeah, but it's okay. Yeah.
Fun this fact.
This is a recorded podcast. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, my podcast is marked as explicit, so I won't have any problems myself with it because my podcast is marked as for mature audiences.
Mm-hmm. I see. But I have elementary school students here, what about you?
They're gonna learn some new words.
In Japanese.
Yeah.
I see. But thank you. That was pretty much, Kano.
Yeah, I think we can wrap this up.
What do you
up.
Think? Yeah. So we talked a lot.
Yeah, I think an hour
almost to 20.
Yeah. Hour and 17 minutes is definitely going to be a lot to extract the audio.
Yeah. So maybe the wrap up. So, Nani, last word from you?
I've been mad. Check out my podcast. Subscribe to my Twitch.
Mm.
I want to get affiliate on Twitch, but I need 3 average viewers and
3 average. Yeah. Please support him. He is high school student. So I put his link on my description. So please follow him. Make sure.
Yeah.
How often do you stream?
I probably gonna stream today in the evening.
What are you gonna stream?
Probably Battlefield 1.
Battlefield 1. I see. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
I already followed you, I think, Twitch. I don't usually stream on Twitch. I never done it before. I created Twitch for watching my friends. I stream on YouTube.
Well, one thing that Twitch has better is that Twitch tolerates copyrighted music a lot better. Because, for example, on YouTube, you can play like 8 seconds of a copyrighted song and they can give you a copyright strike and get you demonetized. But on Twitch, it's not really a problem.
Oh, didn't know that. I see. Thank you. So, make sure. Thank you, Matthew. That was fun.
This was Ryo Kohaku. Make sure to subscribe to him on YouTube for my Spotify listeners.
Hi, waiting for you guys here.
And okay. I'm glad to have gave you an interview, and I hope that we can have some collabs in the future, perhaps on Pokemon Unite, like you said.
Yeah. I like it. I like the collaboration with Pokemon Unite.